Middle East and Africa.
Hezbollah. Unintended consequences. Israel's invasion of Lebanon may bolster support for Hezbollah.
The bright yellow flags of Hezbollah, the Shia militia that line the main road leading south out of Saida, a port city in southern Lebanon, seem like the standards of a floundering kingdom. Head farther south, where Hezbollah holds sway, and the streets grow ever emptier. The only fighters visible are the dead ones staring down from posters. The decapitation almost overnight of Hezbollah's military leadership and the assassination of its charismatic leader, Hassan Nasrallah, have shocked everyone, not least the Shia group's own supporters. As a fighting force, Hezbollah has been bloodied. The obvious damage to its military strength is prompting questions about its self-declared ability to defend the Lebanese and its legitimacy as a political force. But the group's domination of Lebanon is based on more than its military strength. It has spent decades embedding itself within Lebanon's corrupt and gridlocked political system, which is run on sectarian lines, while simultaneously building a parallel state. The roots of that will not be destroyed by Israel's military campaign. Hezbollah's stated aim in its early years was to declare a Shia Muslim state throughout Lebanon, like the one in Iran. But it soon abandoned that goal, implausible in a country where only 32% of the population is Shia. Instead, it chose to play the political system. It now has the legitimacy of a state, even with non-Shias, without the accountability, writes Lena Khatib of Chatham House, a think tank in London. Hezbollah cemented its influence by winning seats in Parliament, inserting its supporters into key positions in ministries, fostering pacts with the country's corrupt elites, and extracting vast sums of money from the trade in Captagon, an amphetamine produced mainly in Syria. Shia recruits were given the answers for exams that propelled them into sensitive army positions. Hezbollah's people dominated elections to local councils, which oversaw much of the distribution of international development funds. When the group's demands were not met, it turned to violence and intimidation. It is believed to have been behind the assassination of a former Prime Minister, Rafiq Hariri, in 2005. At the same time, it built a parallel social welfare system, using money from Iran and from the group's drug trade in Syria. A party membership card was more useful than a social security number for getting access to the best doctors. Scholarships sponsored by Hezbollah made education at Lebanon's American universities affordable for bright children from impoverished Shia communities. Grants provided start-up funds for Shia businesses. Support for Hezbollah, however, was based on more than just the benefits it provided. Its armed resistance against Israel was particularly popular among Lebanon's Shias, long regarded as the country's underclass. It claimed its first major victory in 2000 when Israel withdrew its troops from southern Lebanon after facing almost two decades of guerrilla warfare. In the 34-day war in 2006, Hezbollah was battered but survived. That, said Nasrallah, was in itself a victory. Many saw Hezbollah as a force at last strong enough to stand up to Israel. Its clout grew stronger after it took the lead in rebuilding much of the south after the 2006 war. Because it wielded so much power in local government, it could channel huge sums of money from foreign donors into rebuilding its communities. "We knew it was all going through Hezbollah, but we did it anyway," says a Gulf diplomat involved in the effort. "If we hadn't, the south would never have been rebuilt. The world paid, and Hezbollah took the credit." The group succeeded in establishing an effective social contract with many of Lebanon's Shias, absolute loyalty to Hezbollah in exchange for a kind of security and stability. Hezbollah offered Shias a different vision of themselves. They wanted to transform the victimhood into a steadfast and proud community, says Mona Harb, a professor of politics at the American University of Beirut. Yet over the past month, Hezbollah has been unable to protect Lebanon or its Shia constituents. Of the 1.2 million people that have been displaced, many come from areas where sympathy for Hezbollah is strong. Lebanon's weak government and its other parties are now looking after those affected by the war, not the Party of God. Beyond the Shias, anger is growing that Hezbollah has pulled Lebanon into a war over an issue that does not directly affect it, Gaza. There are also growing questions about its links to Iran and whether this has benefited Lebanon, criticisms that were rarely heard several months ago. Still, Israel's ground invasion has given the movement a lifeline. By fighting Israeli troops, it can reclaim the mantle of resistance. The need for post-war reconstruction will present new chances to regain its legitimacy. Don't underestimate Hezbollah's ability to claim victory, says Ali Alamin, a Lebanese journalist. If the war is over and they can lift the flag, that's enough. The beginning of this conflict was a disaster for Hezbollah, but its escalation may offer it a reprieve.